A former small-town Iowa police chief has been sentenced to 5 years in federal prison for lying to the ATF and FBI to acquire machine guns that prosecutors said he sold for his own profit. Now, in December of 2022, Adair Police Chief Brett Wendt, Adair, Iowa, was indicted on federal charges that he abused his position to purchase more than 24 machine guns. Now, this case has an interesting twist that I want your opinion on, because we're going to find something in here when I get into the facts here that we're seeing a lot more often in America. First off, if you think the FBI and the ATF should be dissolved, subscribe to Guns and Gadgets down below and I'll bring you Second Amendment news every single day. And today's video is brought to you by Hidden Hybrid Holsters. They're patriots that make a product that helps you be prepared and be able to protect yourselves and your loved ones. This is the single clip appendix style holster that I've been running for a few years now. I have several of these. The backer here is locally sourced Amish leather. It's extremely soft and supple, and it makes appendix carry much more comfortable. The Kydex sits tightly to the gun, making sure you get great retention, correct trigger coverage, and proper sight channels for your firearms. They also make mag carriers as well, and they have a lifetime warranty. You're going to love them. Head on over to HiddenHybridHolsters.com and tell them that I sent you. Sorry, I had a coughing spell. Former Adair Police Chief Brad Wendt and another person, Robert Williams, were both charged with making false statements to the ATF about whether the police department wanted to buy these machine guns. Now, according to the FBI Omaha special agent in charge, Eugene Knoll, Brad Wendt was charged with exploiting his position as chief of police to unlawfully obtain and sell guns for his own personal profit. Now, court documents say that Wendt bought 10 machine guns for the police department and later sold several of them for a profit. Now, the prosecutors said that altogether, Wendt tried to purchase or demonstrate 90 machine guns for the Adair Police Department since 2018. The authorities also said that he bought machine guns for the police department and then sold them for almost $80,000 in personal profit. The trial evidence showed that he bought machine guns for his gun store, including a 50 caliber machine gun that he mounted on his armored Humvee. Now, former Chief Wendt was convicted in February of making false statements to the ATF, conspiring to do so, and illegal possession of machine guns. He was sentenced on Monday last week to 5 years in federal prison. Now, here's the odd part. Wendt's attorney, Nicholas Kleinfeld, said this, quote, "The jury had acquitted Mr. Wendt of ever attempting to deceive the ATF in any way. Yet the government was allowed to convict Mr. Wendt based on an interpretation of the law that has never before been applied by any court, and that we believe was incorrect. We look forward to the opportunity to appeal this case and continue to believe Mr. Wendt will be vindicated at the end of the day." Being acquitted, yet still being convicted of breaking a law that has never been applied before due to an interpretation. Reinterpretation. Does that sound familiar? We've been seeing a lot of that lately. But I believe ATF doesn't get to reinterpret the Constitution. In fact, I'll die on that hill. ATF, FBI, the federal government, they don't get to reinterpret the one document that said these are the powers you have. But what do you think, guys and gals? Let me know down below what you think about this scenario. And I'll say this. Former Chief Wendt, what he was doing in buying the machine guns or getting demos and then utilizing them on his own or whatever he was doing, it's probably not rare. It's probably happening a little more than people would think. But again, what do you think about this scenario down below? Should ATF be able to just reinterpret their way to convicting people, regardless of who they are and what their standing is in the community? I think it stinks. I think we should be able to own machine guns. I don't think that police departments get an extra right to machine guns. I don't think that police departments get any more opportunity to buy guns. I don't think the military gets any more opportunity than the civilians to buy or own or possess or utilize certain firearms. But what do I know? Let me know what you think down below, and I appreciate each and every single one of you. Thank you for watching Guns and Gadgets. If you like information on the Second Amendment, no matter where it happens in this country, good, bad, ugly, or indifferent, you'll find it here. Subscribe to the channel down below. It's free, and I'll bring you that news. Have a great day. Take care.